No, you were not hallucinating. We had a little some goblins that stepped in and stole the newscast a little bit from us. But we're here. We're back online the way we should be. And we're talking about the news that we should be, along with the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Luzinski, WJR Traffic and Weather First. And you can stream us, I hope you will, at WJR.com, whether you're home or on vacation or wherever you might be. You can use the WJR app as well. You can get the podcast. If you can't listen from noon to 2, or if you want to hear something again, it's all right there on the podcasts at WJR.com and the WJR app. Well, big news of the day is that Hunter Biden, who I said would walk, isn't walking necessarily. A verdict has been reached, and he has been amazingly found guilty on all three counts. I wouldn't have bet money on that. I will bet money that he's not going to prison. And I'll bet money that if he, for somehow, some reason, whether it's this or the next, the tax trial next or whatever, even though the president said he would not free his son, can you tell me any parent who, if they had the power and the opportunity to keep their son or daughter out of prison, that they wouldn't do it? I can't imagine anyone who wouldn't do it. Meanwhile, Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner at Flood Law, follows all of these things in a totally different way than I do. I do it with my gut, and I watch it, and I yell sometimes at the television and, you know, whatever. I have strong opinions on all of this. But for a calmer, a more relaxed version of what we've just experienced and what's still to come, we rely on the attorney managing partner at Flood Law, Todd Flood. Good afternoon, Todd.
Paul W., always a pleasure to be with you.
The president saying Jill and I will always be there for Hunter and the rest of our family with our love and support. Nothing will ever change that. We understand all that. Though he has said he won't pardon his son, if really push came to shove and anything serious was going to happen, I think we would find, as any parent would, an opportunity to try to keep their kid out of jail. I'm not asking you about that. I'm just asking for your overall take on this trial and maybe the differences between this trial and the trial that just concluded with the former President Trump.
Well, I think this trial was just overwhelming, the evidence. The fact that he put his daughter on the stand, who then was impeached later on, was a major faux pas. The defense really was no defense at all. I mean, what possibly could you raise? The question was, are you an addict or addicted to drugs or taking drugs in the form? And he clearly stated no. And they proved well beyond a reasonable doubt that that was a complete lie. One thing that I thought was somewhat rejuvenating and can be two things at the same time, listening to a juror talk about, you know, how they came up with this decision. The juror, and I've had cases where I've prosecuted in homicide cases and the like, where jurors were crying, upset, but yet found overwhelming guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. So the two can be true. You can be sad about it, but the facts are the facts. And that they put aside all the political ties to Hunter Biden and just weighed the case on facts. And that, to me, it was what a jury is supposed to do. And it's refreshing when, you know, we don't have a perfect system. We have the best in the country or best in the world. But that's, you know, from a fact standpoint, that's rejuvenating and refreshing to hear jurors laid aside their biases and prejudice and just simply looked at the case. Did he lie? Was he addicted at the time? And was he in possession of a gun? This case would have never come to trial had he taken that gun back and had it discarded. You know, it was thrown away in a garbage can some 5-6 years ago, and someone found it, turned it over to the cops. And then later on, an investigation came to find out, you know, let's do some more research on this gun. And sure enough, that's how they found him. This is a first-time offender. He's not never been convicted of a felony before. I doubt seriously, because this is a diversion type program ahead of time. You know, the deal didn't go through for the plea. I just have a hard time believing the judge would sentence him to prison. You know, I think at the most he may get, you know, a sit down in the jail for a year or two. But realistically, no, I just don't see it happening, because federal prosecutors, although they have a lot of power and a lot of resources, they're limited. And what they're supposed to do is go after people that have prior felony convictions and are in possession of a gun. Those are the people, you know, get the people that don't, you know, that have these priors and are a threat to our community. This case normally, if ever, comes to trial.
Well, I've said from the beginning that the one guy that they'd be willing to sacrifice to save their father would be Hunter Biden. And he set that out for himself by being the wreck that he was. And you don't have a case very often where you can play to the jury the charged person's own voice telling everyone how guilty they were. I mean, that was pretty powerful stuff. And I mean, he was literally reading out of his book about how he was getting high and how he did this and how he did that in his own voice. So there would have been hell to pay if he wasn't found guilty at this point. But at these days,
agreed.
These days, I just don't know. I got a note from one of our regular listeners. Let me just see if I can find this very quickly. It's Keith Newell, who always weighs. In fact, the other day, he said, no one in my family will watch any news on TV. They get upset when they watch it. They feel it's not factual and is too depressing. Because I had said, you know, when I'm away, when I'm traveling, I don't always watch the news. And it made me feel good. Well, people are watching the news all the time, and we're surrounded by politics all the time now, because it seems that everything is political. So this one would have been tough. I mean, we watched, basically, and heard this person admit he had done everything that they're saying that he did. So,
and it wasn't a coerced type statement. It wasn't something that was, you know, an illegal statement. This is his book. These are his words. So to your point, you know, it's not like the police officer was using trickery of some sort to get a false confession. This was his own words for his own book, talking about the very fact of what he did, where he was at, and his addictions, and for what he went through at that specific time. So how do you get around that? You can't. Obviously, there's going to be appeals, and the appeals will be to the Second Amendment, and, you know, the other appeal will probably be what's addiction mean, you know, at the time. I can see, you know, the Second Amendment coming into play potentially, but doubtful. I mean, I don't see any of those appeals working, but that's what's going to be out there. We'll see that. But this case is just an avalanche of evidence, and you know, we have plenty of addicts that need help, that need, you know, treatment. The fact is, he lied in this very, very situation.
I tell you, the other avalanche is the sidebar involvement of so many other things. We look now, or we should, at those 50 people who signed off on a paper saying that this was Russian this and Russian that. We have to take a look at the FBI knowing the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop when people said it wasn't real, Russian this, Russian that, all this. I mean, we really, there's an awful lot here, unfortunately, that's frankly far more important than an addict who's a sad story named Hunter Biden. Sad because he's the president's son, because there are plenty of people who are addicts all around the country, all around the world, as you pointed out, frankly. And so there's more to come, Todd, that comes from this, I think.
Well, Paul W., I hope that people, you know, don't lose common sense, and that we, you know, prosecute the right, the bad guys that are committing the violent crimes in this world. I don't have any, you know, I agree with you 100%. we need to be law and order, but we also need to have common sense.
Common sense that's not so common anymore. You're right. As always,
that's
Todd Flood, I appreciate you very much, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Todd Flood, thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Paul W. Be well.
You be well as well. Marie Osborne coming up here in just a moment. Always interesting things to talk about, and she will talk about, at this point, the high prices and how that's affecting all of us. Interesting results, at least on this study. And that's up next here in Focus on WJR.